The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
It is time for Blown Off. Jeff is here. Apparently, he's getting blown off. Is that the story?
Is that the steal?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe you guys can help me figure that out.
All right. Okay. Well, oh, good. All right. Let me get a pen so I can take some notes.
Okay. Great.
All right. I'm good. Tell us what's going on, Jeff.
Well, you know, I had a pretty good date the other day. Went out with a girl named Alicia and seemed to be going pretty well. You know,
girl,
we went out. We had something to eat.
Yeah.
We went to a movie. It was your basic date.
Your basic date. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. Everything seemed to be going pretty nice and we seemed to get along pretty good. I mean, you know, wasn't like on fire or anything, but it was a first date
and we
seemed to like each other. But now, you know, I text her and I called and, you know, I'm trying not to be pushy, but I feel like I'm getting ghosted here a little bit, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good. That was almost what we called this bit, by the way.
Ghosted.
But it scared people in the focus group. All right. So just like a basic, plain old, ordinary first date. You went to get some food. You went to go see a movie. No hanky panky or anything like that.
Yeah. I would have thought if it hadn't, you know, gone very well, then maybe, you know, that I should have been able to pick up on that. I would have thought.
Right.
And when you left the date, were you like, I'll see you soon? Did she seem promising? Like she wanted to hang out again?
Yeah. I mean, and with nothing pushy or weird happened at the end of it or anything like that.
Right.
And she, you know, like I said, it seemed to go really nicely.
Was it an inappropriate movie? It wasn't like one of those 50 Shades or anything, or was it?
Superhero movie, you know, it was a movie.
Oh,
yeah.
It was just a movie. Okay.
That's good.
And did you try to kiss her afterward or did she try to kiss you? Did anybody get slapped?
No, I guess I sort of put my arm around her as I walked her up to the door, but it was getting later by that point. So I didn't push anything. I figure it's a first date, you know,
right.
Go slow and don't be pushy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you haven't, so
Maybe
did
I wasn't
you
pushy enough? I don't know.
What have you, so you called her or you texted her or what's been your communication since then?
Well, I called her and left a message and didn't really hear back. So I texted her a couple of times and I also didn't really hear back. So, I know of the show and I thought you guys, maybe this would be a way to get back to her. I don't know.
Maybe.
Jeff, I'm looking. Yeah, no, I think so. I'm looking back over my notes and I would say, yes, you're getting blown off. So we're going to take on this case.
Wow.
All right.
All right, great. We're going to call her next.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We call Alicia next and find out why she's blowing Jeff off. Jeff's getting ghosted by Alicia. They went up for a movie and dinner. Well, it was the other order, a dinner and then a movie. That's the way you usually do it.
Right.
And now nothing, right, Jeff?
No, nothing.
Okay. We're going to call Alicia. You listen on the line. Don't say a word. Let us try to figure out what's going on.
Hello?
Alicia.
Yeah, this is Alicia.
Oh, good morning, Alicia. How are you?
I'm okay. Sorry, who is this?
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to be sorry. My name's Mark K. Alicia, and I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
What is going on?
What? Oh, my God. Thanks for listening, first of all.
I can't believe you guys are calling me. What's happening? What's going on?
Well, Alicia, we were actually calling you to ask about a date you went on with this dude, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, I have to be honest with you guys. He's really lame.
Oh, wow. That is honest. What makes him so lame? What happened?
Okay. Well, so, like, he told me that we were going to go to dinner.
Yeah.
And he took me to the food court.
He took you to the food court?
Yeah. Like, so we were going to dinner and a movie, and, like, I thought we were going to, like, go to dinner at a restaurant.
Right.
And he took me to the food court at the mall.
Oh, No.
That's where the food court would be, I guess.
Right.
I guess. And, wow. And so, okay.
Well, wait a second. What's wrong with the food court at the mall?
Who is that?
I knew we were right by the movie.
Alicia, he's conveniently located by the movie theater. Alicia, that's Jeff. You, the guy that took you.
Oh, my God. I didn't know he was on the phone. Did he hear me before? Did he hear me say he was lame? Oh my God.
Yes, I heard you say I was lame.
And if he didn't the first time, he definitely heard it the second time.
He said it again, yeah.
Oh God.
Jeff,
we were running. We only had so much time, and the food court. I mean, it just makes sense that it seemed like the perfect confluence. You know, had something to eat right there, just right over to the movie, and
no, I get it. I mean, the confluence is what first dates are all about,
right?
Pardon me while I Google confluence. Alicia, can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Jeff, you hang on too. Don't anybody go anywhere. Hold on, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. More Blown Off next. So Jeff and Alicia are here. Jeff's getting blown off by Alicia because their first date was, as she said, quote, lame. It was dinner and a movie, and that was like the grand scheme of things. But in like specifically, it was the food court and a movie. Like they're, you know, 16 years old. Alicia, what? So did you not like your food court meal? Is that it? Or
first of all, it wasn't what I was expecting. Like
right.
When he said, "Oh, we're going to go to dinner and a movie," like I thought we were going to go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, so then we get to the food court and I wanted to get sushi and he wanted to get like a chicken sandwich. So he handed me a $20 bill and we like separated and got on separate lines to get our food. And it was just weird. Like I felt like I was a teenager or something.
So yeah, that's a little awkward.
So he gave you 20, he just peeled off a 20 and said, go get your food and meet me at the table, huh?
Yeah.
I guess at least he didn't make you pay for it yourself.
Yeah. So, so then you get to the table and he's got his chicken sandwich and you've got your food. And then how was the conversation? Well, I mean, did you say, hey, by the way, this is weird? Or
in my defense, I have to say that we were running a little late, which was not my fault. And we were trying to get to the, you know, the next showing of the movie. So I was just trying to, you know, to make sure that we could do that.
So did you have?
I thought it would be more awkward to hang around for another hour.
Did you have another plan in mind then since you were running late or something? Or you had a plan to go to the food court the whole time?
Well, as far as like giving her money to get food, I was just, at that point, I was just trying to save time.
Oh, I see. You're like, okay. So you had planned to go to the food court.
Okay.
But when time became a constraint, you were like, okay, you go to your line, I'll go to my line, and we'll meet back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's good. No, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's the perfect confluence.
Yeah.
Alicia, what were you thinking when you were standing there in line with your $20 bill alone on your date?
Running away.
I mean,
with this $20, I could probably get a taxi cab home.
You at least buy yourself a new shirt.
Oh, maybe I could go to Claire's, get some earrings.
Yeah, I was just like really trying to get through it at that point. Like
yeah.
I was just like, I don't even know what's happening. I feel like a kid.
Yeah.
We have to go to the movie now, and this is weird.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you this, Jeff. I mean, Alicia, if he put together some kind of more thought through date, would you be willing to go out with him again?
Oh man, I don't know. I just don't know. I just
come on.
I just don't think this can be like. I don't know if this is fixable. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, we get it.
It's
we get
okay,
it.
Yeah.
We get it. You can just say no. It's okay.
Yeah.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.